It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are in your mind. Gain business advice and strategies for so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and ideas to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and to the team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Rena, Cirilli, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And, of course, a special thank you to the great folks here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you very much. Also, a special thank you to some of our recent guests. Well, last week we featured Jenna Wolf. That was we played a previous show, a previous episode, and the reason was we had so much great feedback. And it was January 1st when that show ran. And we know one of the primary New Year's resolutions is to lose weight. So we played that show, which had to do with why it's so important for corporate executives to be in shape. No one put me on the spot here. And not on video yet, so. But Jenna Wolf did have some great ideas, and I do plan on following through with them. So at least I'm on radio, so can't really tell, but those that know me will keep me in check over here to see if I'm adhering. But just a list of some of the previous guests, and by the way, they're all available. If you missed any of these shows, they were great shows, but you can access them by going to WABCBizRadio.com. In fact, my fantastic guest today, this show will be up by the following Tuesday after it airs, also on WABCBizRadio.com. That's the resource where you can access and hear the interview I had with Captain Sully Sullenberger, Josh Moore, the general manager at Uber, Stephen Aldridge, chief product officer at GoDaddy, Jeffrey Hazlett, former CMO at Kodak, Dan Sullivan, president of Strategic Coach, James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Paul Massey, Jason Robinson, Dr. Adrian Boise, chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. All these fantastic guests, their entire show, the episode that we had on Mind Your Business, is available and for free. By going to WABCBizRadio.com. You can listen as a podcast. You can listen on your computer. Many of them also have a video component, so you could actually watch it on YouTube. But again, the easiest way to access it is by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, let's get to our special guest, Dawn Fay. Dawn Fay is the district president of Robert Half. Robert Half, for those sleeping under a rock, is the world's first and largest staffing firm, the world's largest. In 2016, Robert Half was once again named to Fortune magazine's list of world's most admired companies and was the highest-ranking staffing firm. Robert Half, and talk about corporate culture, Robert Half was named to Forbes' list of America's best large employers. Therefore, we encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss hiring trends and the up-and-coming industries, establishing employer-employee compatibility, and an analysis of the recent New York, New Jersey job report. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Dawn Fay. Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
This is a special treat. And of course, later in the show, many of our listeners are familiar with, of course, the famous ad, which ran for many decades, perhaps, Bob's here. Yes, that's a Robert Half company, Accountemps. We will talk about that during this fantastic program. Tell your friends to tune in. Again, if you're an employee that wants to get ahead in the business world, this show is for you. Well, Dawn, let's open by talking a little bit about yourself. You're the district president of Robert Half International. talk about how you got there and the position that you lead so many.
Sure. I actually just celebrated my 20th anniversary with the firm.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of different jobs over the years with the organization, but most recently for about 14 years now, I've been running the tri-state area for Robert Half International, all of the different markets here in New York, New Jersey, Southern Connecticut. So I've got a really good pulse on the market, what we see from employers, what we see from job seekers that are out there. And, you know, we're out in the business to help people find jobs and obviously help employers hire great candidates.
And just a little bit about yourself. Where did you, high school, college, et cetera?
Yeah, I actually grew up here in the area.
Nice.
Went to college in Washington, D.C. at the George Washington University. Got my degree in economics and actually started with the firm in Charlotte, North Carolina, of all places. But I wound up there when I got married. But I was a financial analyst for a few years out of school before finding Robert Half. I was hoping that they would place me when I moved to Charlotte, but instead they hired me. So since then, I have been helping individuals find jobs in the accounting and finance arena, as well as in administrative jobs and IT and creative and legal, all the sectors that Robert Half services.
And again, so your position now is roughly 15 years. That means 04, 05, something like that.
Since I've been back here in the New York, New Jersey market.
Wow.
And we've got 27 offices actually from Philadelphia up through Southern Connecticut that I oversee.
Wow. Now, let's talk about a little bit about Robert Half for those that are not familiar. Accountemps is kind of a familiar one because of the amount of advertising, and we'll get to that later. What is the Robert Half Network? What is in general? What is its goal? Why does it exist? What is its why, as it's popularly known these days?
Yeah. Well, when Bob Half started the firm back in 1948, he did so to help professionals in the accounting and finance arena find jobs. And since then, the company obviously has grown tremendously and out of client demand, asking us not just for accounting and finance professionals, but for administrative professionals and IT professionals. All of our other divisions have started up. So we've got seven specialized divisions that make up the organization. We place people both on a temporary and consulting basis, as well as on a direct hire permanent basis.
We
do that globally. We do that not only have lots of offices in the United States, but we do it across the world. So we have well over 350 offices now servicing the globe.
Wow. So whether a company is a small operation, let's say of 5 to 25 employees out in Brooklyn and Manhattan, or it's an organization that has a global footprint, you could place anyone kind of anywhere.
That's absolutely correct. We place people, like you say, at small, what we sometimes refer to as mom and pop shops, where you've got just a few employees right on up to the biggest international companies in the world. And we do that across industries as well, too. So it's there's not a company out there that we can't service.
Wow. So maybe once we're on the subject, what are some of the other industries outside of accounting?
Yeah, that's great. So IT, which as you know, is obviously a very, very hot area right now. Administrative professionals, creative professionals, legal professionals as well. And we also have a sister company called Protivity that does consulting. So we've got a really nice umbrella under us at the Robert Half International Organization. And like I said, we do that both on a temporary and consulting basis as well as direct hire.
Wow. So. Now, what are some of the things to consider when determining compatibility between an employer and an employee?
It's the magic question.
We only have an hour.
Okay. Well, obviously, the first thing that's out there are the skill sets, right? What are the technical skills that are required to do the job? But so important, as I think everybody realizes, is that cultural fit, is the soft skills. And we're seeing more and more of that in today's day and age because communication is just nonstop, whether that be, you know, on the phone, in person, or via video nowadays and via email and all sorts of other technology devices. So not only are the technical skills that are required to do the job important, but the soft skills, specifically communication and teamwork, are what we are seeing as really critical to kind of making those matches and having a successful employee.
That's such a great point. In one of the great interviews that we had on this program was with Captain Sully Sullenberger, who, of course, needs no introduction. Of course, you said we're from Charlotte, and that's where that plane was headed before it ditched into the Hudson as an emergency maneuver. And if I recall correctly, he said, "I bristle." That's what those were his words, at those that kind of wash away soft skills. And we were talking about the coordination that he had with first pilot Jeff Skiles, and the coordination, he said they didn't even say a word. But in those 2 minutes and 8 seconds, said, if they weren't communicating perfectly, they'd all be dead. And I bristle at those. He was talking about soft skills.
Yeah, they are so critical. And what we tell employers sometimes, they give a laundry list of skills that they're looking for. And I'd love someone if they've got this skill and this skill and this degree and this certification and on and on. And we try to tell people it's rare sometimes that you'll find someone that has every single one of those that are on your wish list. So what are the absolute priorities? And what are those other skills that you can actually teach and put that emphasis on the soft skills? Because 9 times out of 10, that's what makes the better fit. As you were just saying, when people can communicate and relate to one another, and you've got individuals that are eager to learn, if they maybe don't have that skill set coming in, but have that aptitude to learn, have that eagerness, have those soft skills, they will absolutely be able to be successful within your organization, sometimes even more so than other individuals that may have all of those technical skills, but not be able to gel and mesh within the culture of the organization, as we were just saying.
You know, it's a great point. The another treat that we have for the listeners coming up, I'll be interviewing the CEO of Colby Corporation. Not sure if you're familiar with the Colby test, but there are many different tests out there, StrengthsFinder, Gallup, et cetera. Colby, K-O-L-B-E, is one that measures the cognitive abilities of a person. It doesn't measure talent, but it measures how they're hardwired, how they'll approach a problem. And we're going to have that in the upcoming weeks here. I'm going to be interviewing the CEO, David Colby, of Colby Corporation. But so maybe walk us through the process. Someone calls Robert Half, and you send a form that's kind of, okay, fill this out. This is your wish list. And then you go through your archive, your database, et cetera, and figure out a match. Is that based on human interaction? Is that based on computers? Kind of maybe you could describe that process.
Sure. So a few things. So when an organization calls us and needs our assistance, one of the most important steps in our process is we go out to visit that client.
Wow.
For the exact reason we're talking about, to see the cultural fit. So to not only understand the technical skills that are important, but to really understand the culture of the company, who's the hiring manager, and get a real feel for the organization. And like we said, vet out the skill sets, both hard and soft skills that are needed. And then we go back and obviously go into our database, which is massive. And on the same side as meeting our clients and understanding them, we do the same thing with our candidates. All day, every day, through all of our offices, each division is recruiting and meeting and interviewing and talking to our candidate pool that's out there that's looking for opportunities. So when you obviously have all the data you need from the client, we kind of go back to the team and to our database to find those matches that we said, not only technically, but from that soft skill, knowing what individuals have done in the past, the type of environment they're looking to work in, to see if we can make that perfect match. I say perfect, but there's no such thing, right? There's
near
no such
perfect.
Thing as a perfect,
perfect.
But as perfect as it could possibly be for the organizations. And, you know, it's obviously extremely rewarding work to do. It's great to be able to help people in their careers find opportunities. Sometimes it's that first foot in the door when they've got their first temporary job and just looking for some experience. Other times it's, you know, CFOs and controllers that have been in the business world for 25, 30 years looking to make a change for one reason or another. And, you know, both are just as important as the next. And it's critical, obviously, when people are bringing individuals into their company to make sure it's the right person.
Right. You know, this is just I'm going off the script here, but is there a percentage of how many start off as temps and turn into permanents?
You know, I don't have hard statistics, but I will tell you it's a ton.
Wow.
There are so many individuals, and that's why we always encourage people when they're looking for work, if they're unemployed, to get out there and accept a temporary opportunity.
So
it is a great way to learn new skills or keep skills sharp, to put yourself into an opportunity where you're making some money, but you never know what's going to happen. And oftentimes, individuals will convert to a permanent employee in the role that we place them in. And other times, they'll wind up getting a permanent job at that company in a completely different job, but they're there. They're meeting the people. They're showing initiative. They're working hard. They're showcasing their talent. So it's a really great way, and I always encourage people to do that. Sometimes I think people have just a negative connotation of what a temporary job is, and that just couldn't be farther from the truth.
You know, on the same point, I mean, I run a marketing firm, but I interact with a lot of people, and sometimes someone will be in touch with me and say, you know, I'm at a certain job, and I'm not happy, and okay. But my personal recommendation, I've always, and I'll say it on the air, so while you're there, give it 110%. Give it more. Give it 1,000%. You're looking, But give it your all. Don't start to peter out, because then people around you will pick it up. And then if they get called, they're like, yeah, he's kind of a lazy guy, etc. Like,
you're absolutely right.
Same point.
Whatever you're doing, whether you're loving it or not loving it, to your point, do it 110%. You never know who's watching.
Who's watching.
You never know who you might meet
right.
again down the line.
That's right.
And the other advice I always give people, too, is sometimes before you just kind of shut off on the organization that you're at, make sure that you've communicated with your manager. Make sure you've tried to sort of solve for some of the issues and while you're there. Because sometimes it's as easy as a conversation with a manager about something that you have interest in or maybe something that's not working for you. And you can solve the problem and continue working and right. be really happy where you are versus changing opportunity. So I always tell people, make sure you try to fix the issue
so
first.
True.
Don't leave without telling somebody why you may not be happy there.
My guest this evening is Dawn Fay, district president of Robert Haft. I mean, district president, talking about it was 27 or 17 district offices.
27 offices within my district.
27 offices between the district, across this district. Pretty impressive. If you're an employer, this show is certainly for you. And certainly if you're an employee, you could learn a thing or two from Dawn Fay, my special guest here this evening. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here with Yitzhak Saflis on 77 WABC and many others tuned in around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. Also want to mention that we usually have a giveaway during the show. We're going to give away a book, Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. He is a communications designer at Microsoft. This is a fantastic book that talks about marketing 2016-2017. This is the real world stuff of today. This book can be yours by sending a text to 22828 and putting in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send a text to 22828. put in the letters MYB, and you'll automatically be entered to win this incredible book, Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. Well, my guest this evening is Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half. And we're talking about the interaction between employees and employers and how to spot a great employee and so many areas. So if you're just tuning in, no worries. You'll be able to get this entire interview by the Tuesday after it airs, Tuesday morning, by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. Well, Dawn, how has the workforce changed as Gen Z comes of age? And again, for the benefit of those that are not familiar, Gen X are people in their 40s, 50s, etc. Gen Y are millennials, likely in their mid-20s, 30s. Gen Z are people kind of entering the workforce as we speak. So let's talk about Gen Z. You know, how do you interact with them? How do you acclimate them? Are they wired differently? What would you say?
Yeah, you know, the real difference is this group of individuals have grown up with just constant communication, constant connectivity. You think about everybody walking around with their heads down looking at their phones. So they're used to immediacy of answers, of feedback, of connection, of sharing. And it's obviously very different than many others, how they grew up. So when you kind of merge them into the workforce, you've got this multi-generational workforce that's out there now, which is really interesting. And to recognize the differences of how people learn, how they interact, what they grew up with. So we're finding those folks, again, really want constant interaction. I think that sometimes the mistake people make is they think because they've grown up with so much technology that they don't want to interact and talk to people, which actually is not the case. Mm. They want that interaction. They want feedback. They want constant connectivity and feedback, and they want to know how they can get better, how they can learn. They're very, very, very much into continuing their education and learning. That might not necessarily be school, but just how can they continue to learn more? They're also very, very focused on social responsibility and have been very interested in organizations and their tie to their communities and giving back and charitable organizations. That so it's been a little bit of a different focus than some of the other generations we've seen kind of come through. So you have to be aware of that, obviously, when you're hiring individuals and really find ways to communicate with the different groups that you've got. Everybody's different. Everybody's
Amazing.
Different that you've got.
Amazing. Now, what are some of the upcoming industries right now that you're seeing on the radar screen?
Yeah. So obviously, as I mentioned earlier, technology has kind of changed everything. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is technology jobs touch all industries, right? And that obviously has been, and I think will continue to remain, a very hot area. Obviously, in the New York, New Jersey market, you've got a lot of financial services mm-hmm. and a lot of regulations that have been on those organizations. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a lot of jobs in compliance and areas like that. Obviously, there's been a lot in IT security,
right.
as you've seen. And again, that's cross industries. The healthcare industry and the pharmaceutical industry in New Jersey continues to be obviously a big area of job opportunities. We think as healthcare continues, obviously, with changes throughout that organization, there's a lot, but there's things that have changed. Technology's obviously changed the healthcare industry a lot and some of the jobs and roles that we're now seeing as that gets integrated within the organization. But also in this area, retail, the whole kind of food service and hospitality arena, it is nice to see that market has recovered. So what's really nice about the market over the past really, you know, year to two is the jobs are not in just one area and one industry, which is really nice. So you've got sort of jobs throughout the industries, nice. Throughout different size of organizations. There's been a big startup culture, as you know, in New York City,
right.
Startup organizations that are there, but also big companies that are hiring and growing and moving and shaking and projects that are going on. So what's nice is, again, we've seen it across industries, across skill sets. And it's really more, though, of what we've kind of called the specialized economy, where people are looking for those specialized skills. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, hybrid skill sets, where an individual's got an accounting background as well as IT. So there's a lot of those kind of crossover jobs that are out there now. So we're always kind of encouraging individuals that are in school. And I've talked to a lot of them over the break. Mm-hmm. Lots of friends of family and friends
right.
of friends and,
right.
and whatnot who are home for the winter break. Talking about their majors, and I always say, you know, if you can blend two together, those hybrid skill sets are ones that are really being sought after in the market these days.
So fascinating. In fact, I want to remind the listeners of another interview that we had with Chuck Garcia. He's one of the executives at a Mercy College in Long Island. He actually wrote a book. I forgot the name right now. I apologize. But again, you could, if you listen to his show, it's a great book. It's called Climbing to the Top, if I'm not mistaken. He also talked a lot about those soft skills, emotional intelligence. He spent a lot of time in that. And he's a fascinating individual. And he also said, you know, in college, they teach all the curriculum and you got to get fine. But he said he also wants to teach them to, like you said, learn more than one thing. And he actually has a tremendous emphasis just on human skills. He actually takes his students to Mount Kilimanjaro. And he has them climb with him, mountain climbing. Because
fantastic.
He wants to, like, just get out of the classroom also. You're learning, but then deal with real challenges. Deal with real obstacles. And see what it's really going to be like being out there.
Right. Well, and that'll teach you teamwork and how do you overcome
exactly.
those obstacles.
Exactly.
And that's critical in the workforce
yeah.
today, as I said, because of the constant connectivity that people have. You've got to be able to communicate with individuals across organizations and across different divisions. You know, back in the day before technology had us all so linked,
yeah.
if you were in, you know, the accounting department or the marketing department, that's probably the only
yeah.
group you really interacted with.
And right,
nowadays,
and you last a day your whole
yep,
life.
And nowadays, you're interacting with people not only across your office and your company, but across, you know, multiple offices and with your vendors and customers. So it's those communication and team skills and problem solving skills, as you say, are just critical. And that's, you know, kudos to that professor
yeah.
who's teaching some folks some real skills that'll
right,
help them
skills.
In the work skill. Yep.
Now, perhaps you could share some insights into latest, I don't know, trends in hiring or salaries. And that's kind of an open question, but
sure.
maybe you could tackle it.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we're seeing because of the market getting as hot as it has been, particularly for certain skill sets, it's really become challenging to hire that one individual that you really like unless you're moving fast. Because they've got multiple opportunities, unless you're paying a competitive salary. And you know, compensation is an interesting one because it's not just about somebody's base salary. What are maybe the bonus potentials? What are the benefits? What other perks might there be that makes up a total compensation package? So I think it's really important when companies are looking to hire individuals that they understand sort of the full scope of where that individual has been at their prior company from a compensation standpoint, and really think internally about what else can they offer. Because sometimes companies feel like, I can't hire that great person because I'll never be able to offer them as much money as maybe a bigger organization can. And that's not the case because maybe it's just the dollars, but you can give them more flexibility. Maybe you can give them more opportunity to interact and do different things. And maybe the benefits are different. So I always tell people to really think a lot about that. But we're projecting salaries to increase about 3.6% in 2017 over 2016. And that's, you know, obviously a pretty good number. The last few years, just to give you some history on it, in 2016, it was 4.1% increase, 2015, 3.8%. So things have been, you know, on a nice steady increase with jobs in the technology sector increasing more than others. And again, it's just purely supply and demand. That's what drives
amazing.
The salaries.
My guest this evening, Dawn Fay. She is the district president of Robert Half, and we're talking about the trends in the employment industry. Again, Robert Half, and when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about the famous Bob's Here commercial. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. You'll be able to pick up the entire interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. Also want to mention that we are giving away an incredible book here, Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon, What Growth Hackers, Data Punks, and Other Hybrid Thinkers Can Teach Us About Navigating the New Normal. Now, we actually interviewed Jeffrey in a couple of months back. You can pick up his interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Scroll down, search, and you'll find him, and you could listen online, you could listen by podcast, etc. But his book can be yours by sending a text to 22828. Again, that's 22828, and putting in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And you'll automatically be entered into that great giveaway. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half International. And as certainly the Gen X's in the audience, we all grew up with the famous Bob's Here advertisement. We want to talk about it a little bit, but first, let's give a listen.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
Well, that's very understanding of you, sir.
Say, why don't you take tomorrow off, too, Neuralman? Get the old strength back.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, why don't you take several days off? Maybe a week.
Well, gee, the work must be starting to pile up. I don't want
to... No problem. Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
Account temp's temporary?
Terrific guy. Took off his coat, dug right in the first day.
Oh, Where's Bob working?
Your desk. Really knows his stuff, too.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up. I could probably be in about noon. What do you think?
No, Nerlman. You still sound pretty sick to me. Don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
AccountTemps is the leader in specialized financial staffing with the most qualified professionals in accounting and finance. Call or visit us at AccountTemps.com today.
Faye, that was, we all grew up on that ad. I mean, maybe we could talk a little bit about it. Of course, the famous Bob. Now, by the way, is it because it's Robert Half?
That's exactly right.
Okay,
yep.
So okay,
Bob from AccountTemps.
Easy guess over there. But, you know, the importance of an employee being dedicated and may get undercut by a temp. Let's talk a little bit about that ad.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny because that ad has run for so many years.
Forever.
Like I said, I've been with the company for 20 years. Bob of the Countums was around before I started, and it's just been a wildly popular one. I think so many people can relate to it.
Of course.
As we were talking about, always putting your best foot forward, right?
That's right.
It shows that you never know what could happen. You've got a qualified temporary candidate that could come in and outshine you. But it's funny. We get clients that call us all the time and say, I need Bob. You got to send me Bob. I need a rock star just like Bob. So it's we've had a lot of fun with it over the years, and it has just been something that has been so catchy and has stuck.
It is.
And, you know, if it's not broke, right, we're not gonna fix it. So I anticipate Bob being with us, having many iterations of Bob.
Now, my understanding is that there is a reiteration that the campaign actually is, I have a note here, but the rebranding efforts resulted in 18 times the number of people talking about AccountTemps on Facebook. And there's I don't know if it's a new younger Bob or whatever. Maybe you could talk about the latest campaign as it evolved.
Yeah. Well, now again, obviously as technology evolves, right, we've evolved with it. And not only have we had sort of the radio clips, but we've actually had some video clips as well, too, of, you know, the impact Bob has had on offices and some fun videos of individuals interacting with Bob. Now, again, you never actually see Bob because obviously he's just a metaphor for all of our fabulous candidates that are out there. But the impact he has on others in the workforce, saying that he's just wowed them and all the things that he or she has done to do such a great job in the workforce. So it's been fun. And like I said, kind of now Bob's gone viral. So
it's amazing. Now, Bob from AccountTemps is the, as you say, a metaphor, the model of an exceptional employee. What other would you say? What other facets? What other attributes would you say make up that dream employee?
You know, I think the biggest things are really that desire to work hard and be the best at whatever it is that you're doing. And whether it's a task that that you love or a task that you don't love, but always having that great attitude, a can-do attitude, a wanting to learn more, a wanting to help pitch in and participate. I think it's when individuals have that sort of, that's not my job, I don't want to do that, or if they're asked to do something or a task that they're not happy with, those are the types of things when people have those poor attitudes that can just bring down the culture of an organization, bring down a team. So, you know, individuals really, really love employees that have that attitude that's just positive, that's can do, that's go getter, always willing to help. Those skill sets, as simple as they are, because you don't need a degree for them, you don't need to have some special skill, are ones that everybody has. You just need to apply them. And if you do, you're going to go really far in your career because people will be willing to train you, willing to give you more opportunities, and that will just continue to help you grow and develop yourself. So that's everybody that talks about the best employees they have, it's usually an attitude. It's that attitude, willingness to help, pitch in, do anything that overrides everything else.
And as you see, I refer sometimes to previous interviews, as we will in the future, to the one we're having with Dawn right now. We had the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart, here, and he talked about that. He said, attitude is number one.
It is.
Attitude is number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always has been and always will be.
Yeah. That's, you know, on that note, does Robert have staff for sales positions, or that's too tricky?
You know, it's funny you say that. We don't. We get lots of requests for it, but it is a little bit tricky and just not one of the areas that that as of today, anything can change, that is one of our areas of focus. Now, we hire individuals, obviously, to sell our services, so which is...
And I'm sure you have a good track record because you are Robert Heft.
But you know, hiring is the toughest thing that any organization will do. It's your most important thing, your most important asset of any organization or your people. Right. And it is not an easy thing to find the right ones. And it's even a bigger challenge and equally as important to keep them happy and make sure that you're listening to those employees and helping them develop and achieve their goals, both personally and professionally. And it requires a lot of work and a lot of effort, but it's everything.
My guest this evening is Dawn Fay. She is the district president at Robert Half International. I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway tonight is the book Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Cologne. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB, M for mind your business, MYB. Just put those letters in and you're automatically entered to win this incredible book. With Jeffrey Cologne. Again, he's a communication designer at Microsoft. He certainly knows a thing or two about marketing, and that's a real incredible book. We're going to take a short commercial break and then wrap up when we come back. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABC Biz Radio. Cologne.com. Just again, a quick reminder, our giveaway this evening is the book by Jeffrey Cologne, Disruptive Marketing, What Growth Hackers, Data Punks, and Other Hybrid Thinkers Can Teach Us About Navigating the New Normal. That book can be yours. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB. It's that simple for Mind Your Business. MYB, and just text it to 22828, and you're automatically entered to win this incredible book, Disruptive Marketing, by Jeffrey Cologne of Microsoft. Well, my guest this evening is Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half International. Let's talk about the job report locally. Mm-hmm. The Newark, New Jersey job report came out. What are the unemployment rate? What is it like now? Has it changed in the past few years? And kind of what's your prediction for 2017?
So the unemployment rate as of November, we actually get December's numbers on Friday, so we're almost there.
Right.
They'll probably change, if anything, ever so slightly. It'll mm-hmm. be about the same. But the national unemployment rate is 4.6%.
Right.
In New York, it's 5.1%, and that's actually 5.7% in New York City and 4.6% outside of the city.
Interesting.
And New Jersey's at 5.0%. And they're both down, you know, just ever so slightly from the numbers in October. Hmm. And again, like I said, I don't anticipate December numbers to be tremendously different. And I wish I had the crystal ball to predict exactly where it would go, but obviously very, very hard to do, particularly because the numbers, you know, there's all sorts of feelings on, are those numbers accurate? Are they not accurate? Whatever it is. But obviously, it's a good mark on what's out there. What I would say, and I can speak to it just anecdotally, what we see every day, the individuals we're speaking to, our clients at the companies are seemingly very aggressive about their hiring that they're going to be doing in 2017. They feel that the market will continue to recover, that they will continue to need more talent, which is great. There's a lot of project work on the horizon that we see out there as well, too, whether it be, again, more systems upgrades that people are going through, which creates a lot of good project work for individuals. Mm-hmm. Again, complying with different rules and regulations, whether things are getting repealed or not repealed, when they change, whenever it changes, no matter what it is, that change creates opportunity for people that's out there. A little too soon to tell, obviously, with the new administration coming in, but that typically does mean change.
Right.
And like I said, change does mean opportunity, whether it's, you know, no matter what it is. So we think it's going to be probably a pretty active year again in 2017. Wow. And like I said, I do wish I had the crystal ball to tell you exactly what it was going to be, but but I don't.
Now, on that point, let's talk about private sector versus public sector. Are there more people seeking private sector than public sector than in the past, or how would you address that issue?
You know, that's hard to say. I mean, I think people really just look for the right opportunities more so than is it in the private sector, the public sector, is it in this industry or that industry? People tend to look more at the job itself and what that opportunity could mean for them, not only today as if they took that job, but sort of what is the future of that opportunity. So, and that's very different for different people. You know, I think individuals always wind up at different points in their career and are seeking different things. Sometimes it's really more about maximizing just compensation. Other times it's more about having an impact and being able to give back. So I think it really varies on where an individual is in their actual career. But what's nice is there's opportunities in all right now. So sometimes you'll see in just one sector versus another. But there's opportunities across the board out there for good candidates.
Mm. Now, as you touched on before, 2017 obviously brings with it a new president, kind of a seismic shift and a perspective on the job market. I know you kind of touched on this, but from that vantage point of a new president, how do you see that affecting the job market?
You know, like I said, there's usually change. And we saw prior to the election, as we always do, no matter who it is, people tend to kind of hold a little bit to see what's going to happen. Mm. And then once they know what it is, whether you voted for the person or didn't vote for the person, it tends not to matter. You at least get a little bit of a sense of what you think is now going to happen, what the direction will be. And then people start to make their plans. So we've got a lot of organizations that, again, I think had waited to see the results.
Right.
Obviously, it tends to happen around the end of the year when people are going into their budget seasons anyway, and they're planning and forecasting. So, you know, again, it'll mean different things for different organizations, but it will mean change. And as I said earlier, change tends to mean opportunity. So I think we're all hoping for the best. And it'll remain to be seen as it always is. No matter who it is that gets in there, it's
remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen, exactly.
Before we talked about the staffing needs of a company, permanent, temporary, et cetera, what would you say is the standard or the standard time frame of the onboarding process? And it's kind of how patient should an employer, because we know like by the second day, like, okay, is this guy generating revenue? But they got to be realistic. Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah.
Process.
And you know, I don't think people talk about the onboarding process enough. So I think it's a really good point that you bring up for both the employer and the employee. Mm-hmm. It's a really tough time when you're like the new kid in school again. And whenever you start something new, it can be stressful and unsettling, you know, everything from you don't know where the bathroom is and where to have lunch you know, to obviously what is your job. So I think it's really, really important that individuals, when they take a job, recognize that there's going to be an adjustment period, and it's not something that you should just, you know, decide that you don't like the job or the organization based on the first 90 days, or you got to give it some time. And same thing, I think employers need to do a better job with really being planned for their employees to start. And what is that onboarding process? Who are they going to be partnered with, mentored with? Who can help them get acclimated to their role? Because the hardest thing is to find that good talent. And when you do, you want to keep them.
You don't want to blow it.
And the most vulnerable time is when individuals first start. I would say that first 90 days is so critical.
Wow.
It's so critical, particularly if somebody is leaving an organization that they were at for a long period of time where they knew everything, probably, you know, or extremely comfortable. So there's that really unsettling feeling that individuals have. So it's really important that people, you know, are mentally prepared for what that's going to look like and give themselves some time to you know, kind of settle in and learn things and realize that they're not going to know everything and where to go for everything. But again, it's so important for employers to just be really cognizant of that and have a plan for the individual. You've got to have a plan for them.
Now, we talk a famous buzzword these days is corporate culture. Robert Half International is known, again, it was congratulations, were recognized again by Forbes as America's best largest employer. It was on that list, employers list. Maybe you could talk about what makes Robert Half International such a great place, such a great environment to work at.
The people. You know, I would say over the 20 years that I've been with the company and in a lot of different markets and a lot of different offices, I'm so fortunate to partner with just fantastic people that are very motivated, that are very, very dedicated to the services that we provide. And as I mentioned to you earlier in the show, it is just extremely rewarding to find individuals' work is just such a rewarding thing to do. But it's also a stressful time for people, as I mentioned earlier, when you're looking for a new job or if you don't have one, it's extremely important and stressful. And same thing when you're hiring somebody to join your team. So we understand the pressure and the stress that everybody that we speak to all day, every day is under. And it's really just been the belief in the services that we provide and the teamwork that we have to get it done. There's just such a high level of teamwork at Robert Half International, not only amongst your division and your office, but, you know, the organization throughout the globe. So I've just been really fortunate to be part of it for as long as I have.
My guest this evening is Dawn Fay, District President at Robert Half International. And as we approach the close, just a couple of reminders. In case you're just tuning in and you have a business of any size, a small business, medium, large, this show was for you. No worries if you're just tuning in. Where were you? Anyways, you could tune in this coming Tuesday. Well, go to the website this Tuesday, wabcbizradio.com. And the entire episode will be up. You'll be able to, if your style is podcast, you want to listen on your computer, etc. We talked about so many different areas, the onboarding process, what the statistics are like for the unemployment rate, so many areas, including, of course, Bob from Accountemps, that ad, which you could hear by listening to the archive of the show. And again, that will all be available by going to wabcbizradio.com. Also, a quick reminder that the giveaway this week was the book Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon of Microsoft. We actually had the honor of interviewing him here on WABC. That interview is available by going to wabcbizradio.com. But again, to win the book, all you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you'll automatically be entered to win that incredible book. Well, Dawn, as we approach the close, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Real incredible perspective for employers and employees. What, for a small business owner, in a minute or two, what final takeaways would you like to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
You know, for the small business owners, I would say you have just as much to offer, if not more, than those large companies. So don't feel like you can't hire some of the best talent that's out in the marketplace. You've got the opportunity to have people get exposed to more than if a large organization. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in a large company, you're just kind of in your one focus area. Whereas a small business, somebody can just have a bigger impact. So maybe you can't pay them the salary and some of the other things that a larger organization can, but you can give them other things that is just equally as important and sometimes more important to individuals. So don't think you can't compete. You can.
Amazing. That was Dawn Faye. Dawn, thank you so much for being here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we don't let the listeners down. Every week, week in and week out, we have, again, a special thank you to Pesach Trapper for curating the guest list. And Dawn shared some incredible perspective. Again, if you missed the show, no worries. You'll be able to get it by going to WABCBizRadio.com. And it will be up there on the archives. As we approach the close, I want to remind everyone to stay tuned up next for John Batchelor here at 77 WABC. And tune in again next Sunday evening for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.